This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 277 for Wednesday, February 21st. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is showing some weakness on Wednesday morning amidst mostly negative sentiment in comparable oils. Malaysian palm oil is mostly higher, however crude oil is steady while European rapeseed and Chicago soy oil are lower. The Canadian dollar is unchanged compared to Tuesday's close. The May canola contract is down $3 per ton at $590.40. In the U.S., there is broad weakness in grains including corn, soybeans, and wheat. ANAC estimated Brazil's corn exports for the month of February to total nearly 717,000 tons, compared to 1.94 million in February of last year. Meanwhile, Safras and Mercado cut its estimate for Brazilian corn production by 3.3 million tons at 125.9 million. Ag Rural reported Safrinha corn plantings at 59% complete, compared to 38% the week before and 40% the year before. Corn imports into the European Union this marketing year were 10.89 million tons as of early February, compared to 18.85 million on February 19th of last year. Ukrainian farmers are planning to plant 2-3% less corn acres than last spring due to low prices and lack of profitability. The May corn contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.28. Patria Agronegocios reported that 31.1% of Brazil's soybean harvest was complete compared to 25% at the same time last year. Ag Rural reported that the harvest was 32% complete as of February 15th. AgroConsult cut its Brazilian soybean production estimate by 1.8 million tons at 152 million, citing adverse weather conditions. ANAC estimated Brazil's soybean exports to total 7.3 million tons this month, slightly lower than the 7.55 million in February 2023. Soy meal exports for February are expected to be 580,000 tons more than last February at 1.86 million. The May soybean contract is down 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.70. The United States Department of Agriculture's winter wheat crop progress report for Texas showed that 15% of the crop was headed as of February 18th, compared to the 11% average. Conditions were 40% good to excellent, 2 points lower than the previous week. Refinitiv Commodities Research cut its wheat production estimate for the EU plus Great Britain in 2024-25 to 142.3 million tons due to reduced acreage. 134.8 million tons would be soft wheat, while the rest would be durum. Russia delivered 200,000 tons of wheat to six African nations as humanitarian aid. The May Chicago wheat contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.74. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.75. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.62. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, February 21st. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.